It is better to live alone than walk with fools. What does that mean? It really means that you might have some friends that are not spiritual, that don't care about life, that are destructive, that are mentally abusive. You don't need that kind of clutter in your life. So try to remove them from your life. It's better to live alone, be happy, than to have fools in your life. You might have family that's very difficult with you. It is better to separate yourself from them and live alone. It's not that difficult to live alone. We're born alone and we die alone. The rest is just physical. If you're with people, it's physical. If you talk to people, it's physical. A bit psychological, yes, but that's only temporary. People don't give you happiness. People don't give you joy. Joy comes from within. It's in your inner self. You look inward for joy. So to live alone is really not that difficult. It is easy. And if you choose to live a lonely spiritual path, you can actually be happy despite what other people might say. Isn't it true? Yeah. So you can live alone and still be happy. Or you can find someone, a spiritual partner, or someone who understands you, who is nice to you, who is kind to you. Then you can invite them into your life. But remember, you are always alone, because we are born alone and we die alone. Remember that. So, to walk alone is better than walking with fools who will clutter your mind, who will stress you, who will have stronger personalities than you, who will make your life a living hell. You don't need that. I've always been scared to be lonely, but not anymore. I'm not afraid of being alone because I knew that when I came to this earth, I came alone. When I die, I will die alone. So there's no getting around that. You have to accept that that's part of life. We live alone. We have a good life. We get to make friends. We can have a relationship. If you want a family, you can have a family. But yes, if you do want to live alone and live around that spiritual path to enlightenment, you can do it. You don't need anyone in your life to be spiritual, or to be happy, or to be connected, because we are always connected. We are all one. We are oneness. We're all connected, and we're one. So this woman asked me the other day, she said, "My husband keeps on beating me." And I told her, "Why don't you leave him?" She says, "Because I have a kid with him. And he won't let me get custody of him." So what she did, as I told her, I said, go and file a complaint. File many complaints as you can on him. Do not be scared. She took pictures of the bruises on her face. She sent photos. Finally, at the end of the story, she got her son, left the abusive relationship, and left the country, and now she lives in Europe somewhere, and she's happier. See, we think that In order for us to be happy, we need to be around people. And that's not true. Just because we feel like we need entertainment when we don't need to be entertained. People who drink, they drink because they're lonely. They drink because they want to be entertained. People who play video games all day long, what do they get afterwards? More stress, more anxiety. People who watch TV all day long, they do that to distract themselves. But that's no way to live. Go out, go into the park, go to the beach, enjoy. Go have a wonderful meal somewhere. Pamper yourself, relax, enjoy life. It's okay to be alone, if that is your choice. So it's better to walk alone than to walk with fools.